It's time to enter Mr. B's neighborhood. Scott Bertelson brings you an interview with a North Iowa neighbor each second and fourth Wednesday of the month at 5:30 p.m. Find this and other episodes of Mr. B's Neighborhood on our website, KIOW.com. Now here's Scott Bertelson, Mr. B.
So, the weather is beautiful. You're feeling good. You got your chores done. Why don't you sit down for a while? You've earned it. Yeah, sit down. Now, you could turn on the television, but why do you want to do that? Why don't you just listen to Mr. B? And I'm in my neighborhood because I have found a wonderful person from Lake Mills who would like to share part of his life with you today. Because in Mr. B's neighborhood, we don't just have people from Forest City. Oh, no. We have people from the North Iowa area that includes Lake Mills and Buffalo Center and Garner and Leland and Fertile and many other places I probably haven't mentioned. Scarville, there you go. So anyway, Jim, welcome to the show. Jim Schoenbrock,
yep, that's right.
You're so proud
Thank
of me.
You. Thank you.
That I said that right. Mr. Schoenbrock, did I say it right?
Yep.
Okay, there's two. folks, if you want to know the story here, has always been so very kind to me. If they're desperate, they call me to come over to Lake Mills Community Schools. And Jim is the principal of the high school and middle school, and he is the most gracious man. He takes you to the room. He asks you how your day went. And, Jim, I got to tell you, at the end of the school year, you used to send a letter saying how much you appreciated people being subs. I can't express to you how gratifying that is.
Well, good. You know? Yeah, we really do rely on subs, and we appreciate you helping us out. We can't do it without good people like yourself who sub for us when staff are out.
Yes. Well, I love doing it because that keeps my connection with kids. So anyway, Jim, you have just recently, whenever this is airing, announced a few months ago that you are retiring.
I am indeed.
All right.
24 years at Lake Mills as the principal.
What?
Yep.
24 years.
Yep.
Now, you know, it's probably only fair to ask you, Jim, what were some of the highlights of... We only have half hour, Jim.
No, I was going to say there are many. I think there's a lot of things that have happened over the years that I'm really proud of in this school district. But most important things happen just on a day-to-day basis, building relationships with staff and students. And then sometimes you plant seeds that don't come to bloom for a number of years because you're working with people. And it's really gratifying when you meet a past graduate that expresses that something you may have done or a way you interacted with them at one point in time in their life was really important to them. You may not even remember it. You know, as a former teacher, people say, do you remember when? And the answer is no, I probably don't. But I'm glad it was a positive impact on you.
Yes, so, exactly.
So, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Have you had the experience, Jim, when you are in a retail area such as Walmart and some student will come up to you and say, hi, Mr. Bertelson. Well, they wouldn't say that to you, but but they don't give their name.
Yeah, it's
all. And so your mind is exploding thinking, who is this? Who is this? Who is this? Yeah. And then, you know, you keep waiting for them to maybe say or give more clues. But sometimes, Jim, I just have to say, I'm sorry. What is your name?
That's exactly what I do as well.
Because they don't look the same.
Right. Yeah. And you often recognize a face, but putting a name with it. There are some people that are really gifted at doing that. That's not me. And I agree with you. I think it works best when you don't know to just say, I'm sorry, I should remember your name, but I don't. So, yeah, I've had that often.
So, Jim, before you became principal, I'm sure you were in the classroom.
Yes.
Okay. And how many years were you in the classroom and where were you?
I was down at Urbana Center Point, or Center Point Urbana, from 1990 to 1999, so 9 years. I I taught 7th and 8th grade social studies. I coached middle school football, high school girls basketball, high school track, middle school softball and baseball. And so I had a great time there. Yeah.
Okay.
So I was in the middle school classroom before we came to Lake Mills in 1999.
Okay.
So yeah, it was a great experience. I worked with some wonderful educators there. So
how big a community is that?
Well, it's a great question, because at the time I was there, it was a lot like Lake Mills, you know, 3-section school. And they had just consolidated a couple of years before. I came to Urbana Center Point. It was only important if you said it correctly.
Oh, I see.
When you were there after they consolidated.
Okay.
But at any rate, and now they've probably doubled, maybe even more. Center Point and Urbana both could hold their own schools and would be just fine. But they've just had expansive growth in the Cedar Rapids area. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a great place.
Yes, yes. So what was the calling card to come up to North Iowa, what I call the tundra?
Well, yeah, family was a real issue. I grew up in Charles City, and my wife grew up in Mason City. She's a Mason City Newman grad. And
sure.
So her parents were still in Mason City, and my parents at that time were both in Charles City. And we had two little children then, and we wanted to be closer to family. And so I responded to the ad for a principal in Lake Mills. And yeah, I feel really fortunate that it all worked out. It was really good. Our children, we have three, but they grew up in close proximity to both their grandparents. So yeah, it was a wonderful blessing.
Oh,
so
that's
great.
Wonderful. Can you tell me more about your family, your wife, and your children, please?
Yeah, my wife, Luann, actually works here in Forest City at Koloff Digital, and she's active in some of the boards around town. So, and just for a minute, I couldn't have done what I've done in the last 24 years as a secondary principal without her. I love her with all my heart, and she's been a great support for me. I really do appreciate that. And then in 95, we had our first son, Paul. He's now a doctor of pharmacy and lives in Kalispell, Montana with his wife, Morgan. She's a teacher. I should have never taken him to Glacier Park because he fell in love with the area. So they're there. And then our middle child, Matthew, is down in Bondurant. His wife, Megan, is a CPA. He works as an engineer for Anderson Windows. So they're in the Des Moines area and in a hugely growing school district.
Yes, absolutely.
And then our youngest, Lauren, just graduated from college last year. And she is a labor and delivery nurse down in Cedar Rapids at St. Luke's. And she will be married to Andrew Meister, who's from Algona Bishop Garrigan School District. His parents have both been longtime employees there. They'll be married next November. And so, yeah, everybody is out on their own and doing really well. So we're really proud of them.
You did something right, Dad.
Well, yeah, their mother stayed
at
home. Right.
Okay.
Their mother stayed at home. She sacrificed her career for when we moved here. We kind of got tired of being on the rat wheel of dropping the kids off at daycare and then picking them up. And an administrative job came with a salary and benefits that allowed us to do that, and we couldn't be more grateful.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, Luann stayed at home for, I think it was near 7 years before she went back into the workforce. So,
So. I would never belittle the idea of supporting your wife. No, that is truly so crucially important that you have backup, because in your role as a principal, that's something I never, ever, ever wanted to do, Jim, ever, because I love being in the classroom where I used to. I still do. But anyway, the point is you have to be at so many school events, too, I guess.
Yep.
Which is a question I have for you. How do you balance that? I mean, are you expected to attend every imaginable sporting event at Lake Mills and away and the fine arts events? How does that work?
No, I've worked with really reasonable and helpful people, both as a board of education and the superintendents. I've worked with three in my time, and I was almost at every home event in terms of traveling. The Top of Iowa Conference and before that, the North Iowa Conference, has really good collegiality. I have great, Ken Baker's a great friend of mine, and we speak often. And so when I knew our kids were coming here, I knew Ken would take care of business there. And Forest City does always send an administrator, which I appreciate, but lots of other small districts like ours, they know that we might have something else going on at home that night while we're traveling. So in terms of balance, I didn't probably do a great job with that. But then again, I was raising three kids, and I got to go to school. We're on one city block with each of my three children every day that they were in school, and they all graduated from, started and finished at Lake Mills School. So that, that was a huge blessing. Busy, yes, but it was what their lives were too. So, so yeah, and at times I needed to be gone. My mother passed away last May. I wasn't at senior awards night, and the staff there, just like they always do, stepped up and took care of business and helped our kids. So I always felt like I had backup. I didn't feel like I had to be there. I wanted to be there. So yeah, it worked out great.
Yes, that's wonderful. That's absolutely wonderful. And as a principal, what are some of the duties that people may not be familiar with what goes or accompanies being a principal on a daily basis?
Yeah, I think that the thing that people would probably be surprised about, and I try to invite them into school, is that when you come into our school, and I hope you feel this way when you visit, it's a really nice place to be.
Oh, absolutely.
So one of the duties that I've taken on, or one of the things I've done, is just try to be in the hallways before school, try to be in the cafeteria during lunch. And some of my professional colleagues might have disagreed with that use of time as an administrator. But for those of us that believe in it, what it did for me is I could instantly tell in the hallways and in the cafeteria what the mood of the building was.
Yes.
And then I could connect with kids. It wasn't just trying to help kids who were maybe off course with behavior or academics. It was talking to all kids and just touching base with them. And I was given the gift of being able to look at people and almost instantly know whether they're having a good day or a bad day, and then just engage them in, you know, how you doing, and do you need any help with anything? And so that's a, I don't know that most people know that, but oftentimes principals spend time just being around and moving through the building and seeing what's going on. The other things for me as a principal that people might be surprised about is I was the prom sponsor, and that happened probably a decade ago because we had somebody else doing it, but I was going to be at prom anyway. So by being the prom sponsor, I could simplify the decorating process and not try to turn our gym into a ballroom. And so I did things like that on occasion. And then basically I just considered any of my duties, my job is to make sure everybody else can do theirs. So yeah, that's, I don't know that it would be real surprising. I understand your sentiment about not wanting to be an administrator. I felt that way at first, like I lost my classroom, my group of kids, and the special relationship that you build with them while you're teaching them or coaching them. But I just had to recreate that in other ways. So, yeah, it's been wonderful.
So you have said, we were talking, that you have announced you are going to be retiring. And you have, Jim, do you have any aspirations, immediate aspirations of what maybe you would like to do? I guess you're not supposed to ask that because you're not supposed to do anything.
No, well, no, it's okay. Right. No, I will not be able. I'm a little like you. You and I have known each other a few years. I have lots of energy and I like to be around people. So I don't know exactly what I'll be doing next. People often ask, especially administrators, if you're moving out of town after you retire. Apparently, that's a fairly common practice. But Luann and I have no plans to leave Lake Mills or the North Iowa area. So we'll still be around. She'll still be working. She'll continue to work. And I will just, I'll find a way to help young people. I'll just do it on a little different schedule and with a fewer obligations, I guess. I feel really fortunate, you know, after 24 years to be able to shift gears. And, you know, it's clear to me, Scott, that you really enjoy subbing. You really enjoy this. I can see the smile on your face as we're doing this. So I'll have to find my way.
Yes.
Right.
You will. You will. You will find.
But it is bittersweet. People ask me about a countdown all the time. I don't have one. I'm going to work till the end of the year. I'm going to do the best that I can, and I'm not leaving because I don't still love it. I'm leaving just to change gears, and I want to leave the position I'm in now when I still love it. So, yeah.
I think you hit a very important nail on the head. You leave when you still love it.
Yep.
Instead of resenting it.
Yeah, when I left Center Point, I was really, I had some doubts there. I was leaving a school district and people that I love there, and boy, it was a great decision looking back. But I sort of feel the same way about this. It will free us up to travel. We talked about the children living different places. We haven't been blessed with grandchildren yet, but we're hopeful. And when that happens, we would like to repay what our parents were able to do for us and help our kids raise kids, especially in those difficult times when they need some additional assistance with daycare or whatnot. So we're looking forward to it. They've hired my replacement, Steve Mattson. He's currently the assistant principal at North Iowa, and Steve is a longtime administrator. So I'm really excited. I have a great deal of respect for him. He'll do a great job, and it won't bother him if I'm back in the building. I guess I have to wait till November because of Vipers. But if I'm back in subbing or helping, it'll be really good. So looking forward to that, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you like what are some of your other hobbies? Do you like gardening or blowing things up?
I try not to blow anything up.
Okay.
Love to mow the grass. That's about as far as I go with gardening. But I do like to have my lawn looking nice when I can and enjoy that. But Luann and I love to travel. Yeah. We like to hike.
Okay.
Love to watch the Cyclones, the Twins, the Vikings, the Wild. And then we really love live music. Mm-hmm. We've been on a path of trying to see artists before they die. Bob Seger is one that comes to mind. We just saw the Eagles not too long ago.
Yes.
Hall & Oates. Mm-hmm. And so we've got plans. Clapton is going to be up in the cities next September, so we want to see him and Aerosmith. And so, we'll go to shows. We'll go to cities, enjoy whatever paths or hiking trails they have, and then hit a concert and travel around. So, looking forward to it.
Yes.
I've got a bucket list that keeps growing, so we will be busy.
Parachuting out of a plane?
I've thought about that. It is actually on the bucket list.
Oh, wow.
I don't think I'll convince Luann to do that with me. That would be tandem. I will not do that on my own. But I've thought about walking across the state of Iowa to raise money for a cause.
Oh.
Part of that is selfish because Iowa's a great place and I haven't seen it all. But I don't know. We'll see. Whatever comes next will come next. So,
I can't remember if I told you, Steve, but I'm going to see Billy Joel and Stevie Nicks.
Yeah, you did tell me that. I'm pretty jealous.
They're getting close.
Yeah.
To,
yes.
I don't know if you want to put that on your bucket list or not.
Right. we've seen Billy Joel. We saw him with Elton John and Ames, and he was tremendous.
There you go.
Yeah, you'll love it.
Yes,
yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
So, and other than that, we're active in our church at Lake Mills, St. Patrick's, and we'll be combining with Forest City, St. James. So
I
hope to stay active there. And, I'll find ways to help the community of Lake Mills. They've given our family an awful lot in the last 24 years, so I'll find ways to give back.
Mm-hmm. One thing I enjoy about Lake Mills, going over there, whether to sub or whatever the case would be, is that I think you have a beautiful downtown.
Mm.
And I mean this with all sincerity when I say to you that, and again, I love the students at Forest City and at Garner where I sub, but they are so well behaved.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
We're really
proud
of them, yeah.
Oh,
thanks.
My gosh. And friendly and genuinely interested in learning. And I just can't tell you enough. You notice this when you come into a building. You notice it.
That's great to hear.
And
thanks.
I've noticed that at the elementary and the middle school and the high school. So That's just my two cents.
Yeah, no, I agree. And that's why that part about inviting people in, I know people have stereotypes or they see video images of what high schools might be like. And I think young people most often get a bad rap. There's not enough positive reports about what students are doing day in and day out. Do they have their challenges? Sure, they did. But if everybody thinks about when they were a teenager or a preteen, you probably had your own challenges. We all did. So
I'm not telling people about that.
Yeah, no, correct. No. I can tell you, some of my teachers at Charles City High School, most of them not around anymore, but have over the years been very surprised that I was an administrator. So
did you have a teacher there by the name of Linda Brandt?
Yes.
She's a good friend of mine.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, she was phenomenal.
Yes.
Yes. And one of the teachers that really helped me figure out that if I applied myself that I could be successful at Iowa State University when I went. But if I didn't apply myself, I probably just wasn't going to do it on natural talent alone. So I appreciated her candor. So mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Amazing woman. Yeah. Amazing woman. Yeah. So this adventure in front of you is so exciting.
Yeah.
Yes. So how many days is it going to take to dig everything out of your office?
Well, yeah, that's correct. He's seen my office is what he's saying.
No, no criticism.
Well, but it's true. It will. There will be some shredding and some placing of things in the dumpster, and I haven't started that yet. To be honest, it is really, truly bittersweet. My high school seniors are joking about graduating with them or going out with them, but I have a hard time at graduation every year, parting with the group of kids that you've worked with for 6 or 7 years, some longer. And so I think this year will be really difficult as well. And then I'll take the month of June to go through files and clean out things. And it'll take some time, but it is time. And then I will start at home. We'll start. If you're listening to this, I will be packing up your belongings and bringing them to your homes. So that might be the first order of business in retirement. But
so. You're purging.
Yeah. We're just going to get rid of some things that we don't use anymore since we're empty nesters. So
I completely get that.
Yeah.
Yes, I completely get that. Well, I want to thank you so much for taking time to speak to me and. My admiration for you is very high, and your kindness and your rapport with the kids is very apparent.
Thank you.
And I think Lake Mills is really going to miss you. So
thanks.
I do hope that you find a way to still find yourself involved.
Yeah.
In some way.
I absolutely will. I want to give back. Mm-hmm. And I'll just say thank you. I appreciate the relationships you build with kids. We're like-minded that way. You have high expectations, but you let them know that you really care about them. I want to thank the Lake Mills community more than I can say. I'll do this again, hopefully, over the coming weeks. Mm-hmm. And just the North Iowa area. Mm-hmm. Thank you for supporting our students. You come out to their events. You give when it's needed. You vote for bond issues. And we're really blessed to live in North Iowa. And it's just a great place to raise a family. Yeah, so to any student that I ever had, if things didn't go the way you wanted them to, or you didn't get the best effort from Mr. Schobrock, please know it wasn't intentional. I apologize. I didn't always make the connection I wanted to, but I tried to do it from care. So thanks to everybody that's helped me along the way. The staff at Lake Mills is great. They're just great people, and just like in Forest City and, mm-hmm. and elsewhere. So mm-hmm. I appreciate the time to get on the air and thank people. And if I can do anything to help anybody, please reach out. Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe they'll have you clean out some barns or something.
Yeah, who knows?
Farm workers. You did offer.
Okay, maybe let me qualify the help I can give. So,
is there anything else that you'd like to share, Jim, that I didn't ask you?
No, I think I enjoyed the conversation. We've touched on lots of things, but looking forward to the good Lord willing, another number of decades maybe in the North Iowa area, and look forward to seeing you around. Maybe we'll be subbing together someday.
You never know.
That's right.
But they'll probably call me first.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure they will. They better be loyal.
Okay. But you don't have any aspirations to, at this point, you and your wife, to be snowbirds or?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Month of February in Iowa, as you well know, is terrible. So, yeah, if we can get out of town to Arizona or, we'll be traveling. We're going to go to Europe. We've got aspirations to do those things. And that's why the retirement, we want, I want the flexibility for us to be able to do that someday. Probably near-term things will stay more like they have been. But, you know, in a few years when Luann's able to retire, then we'll really hit the road. So, and who knows, grandchildren can change that. I'm just saying to my own kids, you know, grandchildren can change that instantly. So, anyway.
Is this something you bring up to them quite often?
Oh, I try not to be that person, but I imagine my daughter-in-laws are probably rolling their eyes right now as I'm speaking. So, but anyway, no, we're really again, thank you to my family, my own children, their in-laws. I have just my own children have picked great people to spend the rest of their life with. I love them all, and we're looking forward to spending lots of time together as families when we can. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and again to Luann, thanks. Honey, I couldn't have done half of what I did without you. I'm really grateful. So,
your honey, your to-do list may increase at home.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay. I'll do the best I can.
I know you will.
No promises.
Well, thank you, Jim, for giving of your time. And once again, the Forest City, Lake Mills Community Schools will sorely miss you.
Thank you. I will miss them as well. But you've got a good man in Steve Madsen coming to to pick up the job, and he'll move it forward. So
One thing I found out, I realize, Steve, is that we are all replaceable.
Yeah, absolutely.
And at first, I was offended and bothered by that, but I'm not anymore because we can do a great amount during the time that we have, but there are many, many capable people.
Yeah, like I said, the staff that I'm working with every day, they won't miss a beat, and they'll be right there to support Mr. Madsen in his new role, and it'll be great. Yeah. So,
well, there you have it, folks. We're losing a great principal in the North Iowa area. Thank you so much for being my guest today. And, folks, I hope that you go out there and show your appreciation for education. Go into the school buildings. Visit with your teachers. Talk to your administrators. We have some of the best schools here in North Iowa. And with that, I'm going to say to you, goodbye.
You've just heard another installment of Mr. B's Neighborhood. Tune in to KIOW Mix 107.3 every second and fourth Wednesday of the month at 5:30 p.m. for Mr. B's Neighborhood. Missed a show or want to re-listen to one? Find episodes in podcast form at KIOW.com. It's located on the right-hand side of the homepage. Mr. B's Neighborhood, available at KIOW.com.